guys.
You are watching a master at work.
Truth Nation, get ready for the greatest 60 minutes in radio, giving you his authentic and bold opinions, bringing you all the information, entertainment, and conversations you gotta hear. From local issues to trending topics and headline news, it is time for Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is your award-winning host, Kyle Wallace.
It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I'm your host of Truth to Power, Kyle Wallace, and I'm coming at you live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, 833-212-1017. That is the Truth talk and text line. Again, 833-212-1017. You can always call in, text in if you have any thoughts or comments on today's show. In addition to that, you can watch the streamers live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. That's 1017 The Truth on YouTube. Give us a like, give us a share, and give us a subscribe so you don't miss any of your favorite award-winning 1017 The Truth shows. Go ahead, give us that like and that share. Now, Truth Nation, today I told y'all, I teased it a little bit. I'm excited about today's show. Y'all, if y'all know anything about me, I talk about where I grew up at. I grew up around Northridge Mall off of Good Hope. So I grew up not too far away from there. And like many of y'all, I have a lot of great memories going to Northridge Mall growing up. I remember going to Northridge Mall to buy my mom a Christmas gift with my auntie. So things are changing with Northridge Mall, and right now there's a plan to redevelop it, but the leaders of our city are looking for input, and that's why I'm so excited to have a community conversation and be joined by Lafayette Crump, the Commissioner of City Development here in the city of Milwaukee. Lafayette, thank you so much for joining us here on Truth to Power. How you doing today, brother?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we can get right into it because you are a man who is part of the plan to say, what are we going to do with Northridge Mall, all that acreage of land of once a historic place that was a thriving part of the city of Milwaukee off of Brown Deer Road? Now, really not much there. Why did it take so long for Northridge Mall to be demolished?
Well, it's a great question. And, you know, like you, Northridge was a big part of my life. I grew up a few miles, you know, further east, grew up in Imani. But Northridge was somewhere I went regularly, whether it was to the movies with my folks, shopping, or, you know, when I started driving, being able to go check it out myself. And so it is something that it was certainly frustrating that when it became clear that it was time for something else to happen there, that it took a while to happen. And, you know, just setting that frame, you know, the city started, you know, well over 5 years to try to get that site under control. There's a raise order that was issued, but the previous owners just fought that tooth and nail, you know, kept it tied up in court for a long time, you know, just
so
a couple of years ago.
So odd, too. They never did. It was the Chinese market it was supposed to be. Chinese buyers, too, wasn't it? Is that correct, Lafayette?
That's right. It was affiliate of a Chinese owned company that had that site, Kyle. And it just it took forever. One of those things where, you know, we thought we were going to be able to get it via the unpaid taxes. And, you know, every last second they would pay just enough where the city didn't have rights to come in and do it. But eventually, through a lot of effort of different departments and Johnson administration, city attorney's office, we were able to get it foreclosed and go in and get that property. And finally, in kind of the first quarter of 2024, the city was able to take possession and start demolition shortly thereafter.
That is so good to hear, and I'm so glad that it happened, because now that, again, this once historic spot became an eyesore and also very dangerous. I know electrical fires and people going into the abandoned building, so I'm so glad the city was able to take that over and get it raised. Now, why is Northridge property considered such a valuable piece of land for the city?
Well, we're talking about nearly 60 acres of contiguous developable land in an area that is not just in the city of Milwaukee, but it has proximity to suburban areas, to the west, to the north, as well as to the east. So it's valuable because it's so much, but also it has the potential to be incredibly catalytic for the area. I mean, we want economic development in every area of the city of Milwaukee, but especially in those areas where you've had kind of these large swaths of land that have not contributed economically the way that they should. So it's a great opportunity and one we don't want to miss.
And now, what are some initial ideas or concepts the city's exploring for redeveloping this space? Because, are there any themes or priorities emerging early on?
Yeah, so it's a great question. And, we wanted to seek the input of the public on this. We had, companies like Grafe and, Baker Tilly involved in this process. And so we've looked at potential for job creation. We've looked at the potential for housing. And where we've landed is that this absolutely needs to be a catalytic development that has a serious anchor tenant here, that or anchor user, I should say, not tenant, but an anchor owner eventually, that would create additional opportunities for the surrounding area. So we will be seeking a major user that would transform the site and create additional development opportunities for the surrounding area.
We are speaking with Lafayette Crump, Commissioner of City Development here in the city of Milwaukee. We're talking about Northridge Mall, the 60-plus acres of land that they have there that they're looking to redevelop in the city. Now, you talked about input from the community. What does that look like? How important is that community input and input in shaping the future of this site? And how can the community members be part of this conversation? As here on Truth to Power, we've talked about what we want to see here. Somebody just texted in a Black entertainment district. How can the community get involved with having their voices be heard?
Well, first of all, I love that idea. If people have thoughts about both what they want to see here or how they think they could contribute to making those things happen, we would love to hear from them. But we have been seeking community input, over the time that we've been doing this planning over the last year or so. But there will be an additional opportunity early in 26. We expect to have another community session where we'll be talking about our findings, release a report, and also seek additional final input before we eventually go out with a request for proposals or request for interest in what people would like to see happen at the site. So certainly we want the public to participate in that.
I love to hear it. Now, Lafayette, the Granville area was once a thriving hub that has struggled of late. From your perspective, are there any types of developments that are absolutely off the table for the site? I know one thing that, in my mind, and based off what you're saying, an industrial light area where they have, like, I know right across the street over there where Circus City kind of used to be and where Olive Garden used to be, I know they have where they store, I believe it's some semi-trucks, maybe something like that. Is that type of idea kind of off limits for this project for redevelopment, or is everything on the table?
Well, I think you've hit the nail on the head that we don't want something that is basically just storage of materials, storage of vehicles or equipment. This site has such an opportunity for activity, for bustling activity, for job creation, for things that are happening that drive activity. activity in other areas as well. So light industrial certainly possible, but it can't be light industrial that just means we're bringing things in and leaving them there mm-hmm. that do not create additional activity and opportunities for the surrounding area.
Now, I love to hear that. I mean, again, we're speaking to Lafayette Crump, the commissioner of the City of Development. And I think that's big news for a lot of folks who want to see a little bit more activity in that area. Now, a few years ago, you talked earlier about, you know, Baker Tilly and some of the companies that are part of this overall ideation and strategy. Now, we do know Pennsy Spices expressed interest in the property years ago. Have there been any other major corporations or developers who have potentially reached out about partnership and redevelopment opportunities yet?
We've had conversations with different developers and partners as a part of our analysis of what could be possible here. I think a lot of those companies, those developers would keep some of that close to the vest publicly. But when we're sort of envisioning what's possible here, those local and broader national conversations have certainly been happening.
That's good to know. And so for me personally as well, you know, it's our opportunity to talk. When I think about Northridge Mall, I think about it being a hub for different people to come together. And I think about that land having so much, you know, potential to really help this city grow and thrive. And Lafayette, I know you're very educated. I know you chose to be part of a great fraternity, by the way. And so I understand how bright you are and how much you care about this city. Now, has there been any conversation about collaborating with local schools, colleges, or nonprofits to create a space for education, training, and community use? Because one thing I know about the city of Milwaukee is that we need to make sure we're training our workforce, and a lot of that workforce does come from the high schools. And so having a model to potentially have a space and a hub where kids can learn, they can grow, they can be active would be a great idea from my mind. Is that something that you all are considering as part of that space of being a hub of different things and collaborations between training, education, and sports?
Well, first of all, I appreciate your comments about the fraternity. I know we have similar leanings, and I'll say that we want this site to be able to transcend all, if you will.
Yes, sir.
And we want this to be a site that, you know, as you noted, here's an opportunity for not just being something that kind of gets plunked down on the northwest side of Milwaukee, but it's an opportunity for people to participate and potentially change their lives. When we think about development in the city of Milwaukee, not just here, but throughout the city, the kinds of things that you mentioned are crucial, that young people can see themselves there, that young people see that the Johnson administration is investing in the city and cares about every area of the city. And it's not just our administration, on the mayor's team as well, the council is incredibly important in this. We've had so many great conversations with Alderwoman Taylor about what could happen here and who could be engaged. So something that, creates opportunities for young people to potentially see themselves building at this site and or working at this site is certainly part of our analysis as well.
I love to hear that. Again, we're speaking with Lafayette Crump, Commissioner of City Development. Lafayette, lastly, can you again share, you said in 2026, there'll be another opportunity for the community to engage and be part of the thought process in the future of this project of Northridge Mall. Can you just give again when we should be looking out for a timeline on when the community can engage and give their insight to this?
Thank you. So we expect to release kind of our updated report later this year. And then in January, we would anticipate a public engagement session where people would have an opportunity to come hear more. They will have had some time to absorb the report and then talk more about the kinds of things they'd like to see. If there are things that they're concerned about coming to the area, this would be a great time to express those as well. And we'll definitely make sure to reach out to Truth Nation so that you can share that information with your audience.
Thank you so much, Lafayette, for joining us here today.
It's my pleasure. Appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Appreciate to Lafayette Crump for joining us here on Truth to Power again. We've talked about it on air before of what we should do at Northridge Mall, right? We had conversations on this show multiple times, and now we actually have an opportunity to bring someone who is going to be part of helping make that decision, part of recruiting businesses. And I think it's so important for us to have a say in what happens with that 60 plus acres of land. A lot of us have talked about how it was an eyesore for 20 plus years. Now is our chance to be able to have input on what the beauty could be on that side of the city and what that space could be. So definitely let's take advantage of it. I know I most definitely am going to take advantage of it as someone who is from that area and that district. Again, 833-212-1017. That's the Truth Talk text line. On the other side, when we come back, I want to continue the conversation talking about the city, because there was something that I saw about a boondoggle. And I want to talk about this boondoggle on the other side. So keep it locked. You're listening to Truth to Power with Kyle Walls. We'll have more conversation talking about how can we make this city better on the other side.
More of Truth to Power is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.